Hey there, folks. Governor Tony Evers here. With all the chaos, confusion, and everything going on out in D.C., I know watching the news these days can be a bit daunting, and it seems like our nation is more divided than ever. But here in Wisconsin, we're proving that despite these polarizing times, we can still get good things done for the people of our state. This week, I signed 35 new bills into law, most of which passed with bipartisan support. For example, this week I signed a law to help keep kids, families, and communities safe, including roadway safety and increasing penalties for human and child trafficking. I signed a bill that will strengthen transparency and make sure parents are notified of any misconduct that affects our kids' safety and learning at school as soon as possible so that we can make sure our kids get the support they need. I was also very proud to sign Braden's Law this week, which is named for Braden Bone, a 15-year-old student from the Wausau area who died of suicide this year after he was a victim of an online extortion scheme. This bill was possible because of Braden's family and their relentless advocacy to keep kids safe online and hold predators accountable. And I was honored to be with them this week as Braden's Law was signed. I was also proud to sign a bill exempting Gold Star family members from the personalized license plate fee for the Gold Star license plate, and I enacted new changes cutting red tape so that we can build and expand access to quality affordable housing statewide even faster. And folks, that's just a handful of the bipartisan bills I signed this week. While there is much work ahead, I look forward to continuing to work together to find common ground, do the right thing, and deliver for the people of Wisconsin. I look forward to keeping up this good work in 2026. Thank you.